Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. I come in light. I come in joy. Maybe that's because I know more than you do. And I have more reason to feel joyful. We did it this way because we don't want to hide anything. I want to catch all of you up as nearly as possible anytime that we have opportunity. If the paper comes, we can go right on with the paper, whatever needs to be done. We're not having a church session here. So we move just exactly as if I were not here. If we make a little racket, that's fine. I don't anticipate that this needs to be very long. You see, what happens is actually I will ask for questions, but I'll make sure you don't have any when I'm ready to go. So don't worry about it. For you who don't know Wally Gentleman is what I consider the best. I'm not going to give him an opportunity to speak because he'll try to deny part of this. He will not deny most of it because there's such a thing as false modesty. There is egotism, there is egoism, and there is simply knowing that you're very good at what you do. Wally was not chosen. Wally volunteered his services, and he has grown over the number of years into the finest. If you don't turn around your world through imaging, you will never turn it around at all. The mesmerization of what is happening on your globe to especially the minds of the youngsters, where the beat of the music opens the mind and puts it in a trance, and then you just are feeding this programming, reprogramming, and it's violence. It is all of the things that are, as we were talking about on Sunday, anti-civilization, anti-humanity. Eric coined a word yesterday that I'm going to use forevermore. Robinoid. Because we talk of humanoid. This is where you look like a human, you act like a human, but you think like a blooming machine. Well, that's a robot. And what you have on this globe at this time, over two-thirds of the population are literally robotic beings. For all practical purposes, devoid of soul essence. Now, that doesn't mean you can go out and just shoot those two-thirds because you don't know who is and who isn't or who is redeemable. I didn't say save. I said redeemable, restructurable. And the reason that I called this meeting this afternoon, in spite of whatever inconvenience we may have, is that when Wally is here, time, I don't care how many days he gives to this, is not enough. And that means that we have to do whatever we do between Canada and here. And George Vannoy is here. He and Wally have done everything now up to where we have got to have funding. Now, if Ron should call and check in, I'm asking that he be redirected into here because it's time that you ones began to get commitments out of that horse's mouth. And we must insist that these agreements and commitments start to be fulfilled. I'm doing my share. I have a little bit of funny to tell you. One of the only ones tall enough that I utilize is Ron Jackson's John. I won't go into that, but sometimes John opens his mouth and the dumbest things come out, and that's when I don't want him to say anything. And then he is credibly brilliant and very daring when he meets with some of these committee members. It's kind of, I guess you call it blowing his mind a bit. We have to work where we can. It just seems easier to be able to present ideas out here for all of you to hear at once, and then when you are pondering them, you can coalesce your energy and things will begin to make sense, will begin to flow, and there's no way that you will not create whatever we decide to create. My thrust in the writing this morning, and I'm not going to continue forever patiently saying, well, or allowing you to say, if. It's when. God does not break his promises. You have been told you will have what you need when you need it. Well, it's getting to be a little beyond the comfort zone. And yet, you must understand that you have no voice on the media as it is. None. Wally found that with Kubrick when he was working with Arthur C. Clarke. Kubrick would let Wally do all the work, the creative genius, and then he would fire Wally or do whatever he needed to do, put his name across there, and he would get all the credit. And he's done that over and over again. You see, it is fun for me. It's fun for you too, but it is really a joy to me to see you ones who really are not old, old friends, except on a level far beyond anything that you're experiencing here. So as these little insights come to you, oh, well, how did we both know that person? Well, I have a funny for you. All of you in this room now are going to thoroughly enjoy this. Wally, gentlemen, was instrumental in getting the script, and he knows very well Arthur C. Clarke and Childhood's End. Wally will make that motion picture again, and it won't even resemble the one that was priorly made. But it will have true meaning. One of the reasons that I have to begin now to insist that commitments be made is because my time limitations thrust upon me by your hoodlums is not unlimited. My preference is to introduce the hosts, the fleets, the true brethren of the human species. I'm not talking about those robonoids. It's time for us to be among you from time to time without fright, without fear, without terror. Well, the more things that we botch up, like the Jupiter syndrome, we stopped the major instruments as they left this planet, and we took them out just like we said we would at 150 miles, and I was put on the spot on Sunday. I understand the reason that you asked, and I hope that I didn't hedge too much, because you have to understand that it is very much like a military battle in that I cannot, must not outlay our plan so that the enemy can just wipe us out. I won't do it. So everything that I do must be measured and check that repercussion aspect. There will be so many motion pictures to be made that it will boggle all of these minds. This is why I don't cotton to ones who would like to skip out on me. Well, I'm too old, and I'm too tired, and I'm too this, and I'm too that. I'm just going to make my transition No, you're not. Forget it. I've told Wally this, and I want to say that Wally looks better to me than he has in years.
I agree.
Now, we are going to do this. And anybody who wants to cop out may certainly go through that experience if you want to, but I will guarantee you I will send you right back in.
On Friday, back on Monday.
Well, at the latest, Tuesday. I like to give you one day to think about it. It doesn't mean that you've got to stay here and do anything you don't want to do. Whatever you do will begin to feel like the right thing to do. And until then, we have to just keep plugging the way we have been, and there has been a major reason for that. That is so that you don't slip. There's not one in this room now that if I ask you about your corporation, would you mind sharing the name of your corporation? Don't volunteer anybody who would do that. And yet still, it's very easy for me to fool you. Well, when nobody fools you, that's when you've got it down pat. And when you literally think in a different language, and when you literally are put on a witness stand, not under the Kol Nidre, understand, because they will not let you take the Kol Nidre. That's really special. Only they get to lie. You don't. So you have to arrange your life so that you are protected by truth. No more raise your right hand and say, well, I'm going to take the Kol Nidre. Do that too. But tell the truth. And if you have structured things properly, you will instantly tell the truth that will pass every lie detector test. And when you tell the wrong thing, like, well, my corporation is such and such, you will flunk the lie detector test because the subconscious mind knows you own no corporation. Now, that may be reverse psychology, but I'm warning you that's the way it works, because that is the way the subconscious mind works. It knows. It makes no delineation, however, on moral ethics. It is totally objective. It will repeat back to you whatever you train it to say. So you have to be very careful what you train it to say. But it will pass all lie detector tests for you on the basis of truth, not the lie. It's a difficult task when you know truth to come in and reprogram into the lie. I can help you get a name affixed to something. But when you're taking a lie detector test, you're going to be very nervous. And I don't care if you have to sit there and shake up the lie detector taker, testor, by taking your time. But be careful how you answer, because the subconscious mind knows what the answer is. And every one of you, if you followed my suggestions, will have structured your business in such a way that on the witness stand on a lie detector test, you will tell the truth, and the truth will allow you to keep your freedom. And that's got to be integrated into every facet of your life. Don't think, well, I'll go do this, but I can get a little bit farther ahead if I play this game. Those little games you play, those little exceptions to the rule of truth, will shoot you down. Because that's where the adversary will hit you. And if you fall into the trap of a George Green, you will have 10 different stories to remember, and you will not be able to remember a one of them. Don't do it. Do it right. Do it within the laws. Do it with the pen and not the gun, and you'll be okay. And as I told you from the beginning, as we move along and we do it within the rules and the regulations and the laws of the land, you will be able to change the laws of the land back into your constitutional lawfulness, not just legality. But you have to do it, and it's a hard, long journey. And ones who have literally given up their tinkering, their investment in health measures, I'm speaking now of ones like Bob James who are working full-time, politically trying to get something done while you still have any land, while you still have any police force at all on your side. In Kern County, it is iffy. Don't push them. Don't be smart with them. They are trained to shoot you if that's what is required. And quite frankly, with everything that goes on your plane of experience and expression, I wouldn't blame them. They don't know when they're going to be the target. There are the planners of the elite, and there are just the rest trying to get along in this world just like you are. And they are being constantly trained and programmed to serve the elite. They would like to serve you, but when the chips are down, they're going to go with the elite. The same way all of you have all of these years. It's really, really hard. You see, we've had to go through a long period of standoff time here while my own team comes into understanding. Each side, I think when you have two roosters meet, two dogs, two horses, two whatever, you waste at least the first day while everybody dances. And then everybody tests, well, I mean, this is really far-fetched, some voice, you know, that woman. The testing goes on at a level that Dharma doesn't understand. You see, John Schreffer may ask a set of questions, Wally Gentleman might ask a set of questions, Ron Jackson's going to ask all sorts of really, really technically important questions of me. Why? Because he's been on the other side. And he's not going to allow some invisible voice to be, you know, he will pick up on that. But he has really put me through the testing. And consequently, I have to respond at a time that will not get you or my scribe into trouble. So it may take me 3 or 4 days before I get around to answering whatever it was he asked that he didn't ask. So that we can come into some sort of a commonality. And you better be glad it's that way. My goodness, look at the mess you've got in. And what you think is that you don't have time. That is all you have. And Dharma says, yeah, well, if they'd just come through with their promises, I'd have more. Okay, we'll see. And if you don't have time, what are you going to do about it? Hurry? No, everything will take its place in the sequence of perfection, even if it looks like you're backsliding. But ones do have to keep going. We do have to keep puffing up your wings. You cannot wait until, all right, here it all is, the banquet's on the table. Well, where do you start? Where do you start to eat? You have to be ready. You have to be ready to work. You will have to be prepared to wait. All of the things that you think, if I just had it, I could really go to town today. Well, quite frankly, now quite a few of you on very, very important mission could go to work today. But meanwhile, back on the political front, you are about to move into total anarchy, which will stop everything dead cold. You don't want political anarchy, and that is what will happen. Get Clinton! How can they do this atrocious thing in the Congress? How can they just ignore the fact that Vincent Foster was shot, murdered? And yet they all agree we're not going to look into it because Mr. Fisk said, you know, it was suicide. What would you gain today, July 26, 1994, this afternoon, by hanging Clinton? You would have anarchy. Everything, even the dispossession, must take place in orderly sequence. And if he is unsuited for even a puppet role, then he should be removed, but it should be orderly and functional and replaced by something with a positive, not more negative. My task these days is to convince the committee, right down from the top on through, that it behooves them to negotiate with me. I'm going to get it either way. They are going to get it two ways if they don't negotiate. Is that blackmail? I don't care what you call it. They made agreements. If they don't keep their agreements, and I guess you call it blackmail, I'm going to get it. And I'm going to get it honorably according to the agreement. Well, sir, we may be very old, very tired, and very gray, and very broke, and dispossessed. Well, so what else is new? You're living now. You've been walking dead. You're living now. You may be bored, you may be picky, you may feel put upon. I don't care what you feel. You're at least feeling something. And I don't mind if you're annoyed with me. I am occasionally annoyed with you. We are going to do this. And I wanted to make sure that we got these things said in public so that Wally and George hear it. And I would hope that Ron would call so that I can get him to reassure all of you. Is he lying? You don't have to worry about it, my dears. It is set up now that he has the power to do exactly what I ask him to do. And if he chooses not to do it, it's not going to be real comfortable for him. This is what you call creation. You decide the goal and you go create it. What did I say some time ago? Create the need. Focus on it and you will create your proof. That's what your mind is for. And if you, working this close with me, cannot utilize that creative capability, then we don't need to be working in this anyway. You may as well just live out your time. Some of you now are so ancient that why bother to put yourselves out over the next 4 or 5 years? Just wait and you will go. Well, you see, you're not really willing to do that. Maybe it's just so you can stay here and bitch, moan, and complain. I don't know. But that's okay. You've had years and years of training for that, so you're pretty good at it. You got to try this other. And let's let somebody else try it first. And let's see if it works, then maybe I'll try it. Nope. Team sport here. Well, why can't God, you just do it? Well, that's what I ask him every morning, too. Why don't you just, sir, do it? I'm tired of this. TUF Lieutenant Sergeant Corporal. We're going to do it. We're going to do it right. And we're going to have it. I didn't just go pick two people out of $6.5 billion, bring them and dump them in your lap, both of them with Austrian citizenship, both of them owning part of the bank, National Bank of Austria. I didn't do that, my friends, just so you could say, what a interesting coincidence. God has brought you the ones that can do it. And it took quite a lot of creative organization. And both of them really irritated that it meant time in prison to get the knocks across their head strong enough to understand the mission. We need the Committee of 17 on our side. We don't need to fight both of the major entities of the universal physical environment here. They have physical environment energy forms back on your place from other physical environments. You see, Lucifer didn't get just kicked out of heaven for the heck of it. There are a whole bunch of third dimensional places scattered around. And in your perception, it takes time, even though it is already done. They have to remember that it's already done. And you are dealing with the egos of all time. Mr. Kissinger isn't even on the committee of 17, for instance. He is the most childish energy of them all, so I won't have to, you know, I'm talking about two opposites. But the committee of 300 out of the Royal Institute and the Tavistock out of London, these are ego-oriented people. They will flop down on the floor and refuse to go another step until someone vacates their chair. You use that immaturity. So as we move here, you ones cannot continue to carry this load alone. Physically, it is so draining. For 5 years now, Dorma has practically written the paper weekly. You're to 104 journals, and how many hours of this? And still, you have not touched the amount of information that needs to go forth. Well, how can we handle this so that we can function utilizing everyone's input that can make a contribution to what we need here, and that is the scattering of information to the four corners of this planet? It means you're going to have to unify the pen. And you're not going to be able to do it, I grant you, without some funding. And this is what I'm irritated with. I'm irritated with the ones who say I can do it, but really can't. I know when they say it, they think they can, and they're going to, and all of this. But I better just make sure that I'm dealing with the right party over here, namely some ET. How stupid am I going to look? But more than that, I will withhold so that I'm sure I'm not going to be abandoned. These are all legitimate mind reasoning games. And we can do that for a while. Yes.
May I turn the tape?